The following program is paid for and furnished by Shalom South Florida Incorporated. If you enjoy Jewish music, you've come to the right place. It's time for South Florida's Jewish radio program, Shalom South Florida with Roni. Playing your favorite Jewish music, plus Jewish news, prizes, and other items of interest for South Florida's Jewish community. Sit back and enjoy Shalom South Florida.
Good morning and welcome to Florida's Jewish radio show, Shalom South Florida. My name is Roni, host of Shalom South Florida, and I will be with you from 9:30 to 11 here on the True Oldies channel, playing today's Jewish music with a taste of the past. We are uniting the Jewish community every single Sunday for the past almost 40 years, and glad to have you with us. If you'd like to reach me throughout the show or throughout the week, feel free to email me, Roni, R-O-N-I, at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. Again, Roni at ShalomSouthFlorida.com. Week two of Operation Roaring Lion as Israel continues to make the Middle East a safer place and to make our world a safer place. And we salute them, the soldiers who and the people of Israel who are strong and resilient, a nation of lions. And we'll ask you now to put aside the stress, put aside the worry, spend the next 90 minutes with Florida's Jewish radio show and weekly podcast, Shalom South Florida. We're going to start with a song called Am Shel Arayot, A Nation of Lions and Heroes. Here's Adir Getz and the Army Band on Shalom South Florida.
אני נוסע לצפון וחיילים עם תיק על הגב אני רואה מהחלון כפרה למאורב אחד חוזר לאמא השני הולך לסגור שבת שבת שלום אחינו תהיה חזק
אני נוסעת לדרום ברדיו יש קולות החיילים תשים לנו שירים במזרחית רוצים לרקוד את החיים
קולני או גבעתי שריון ונחל כפיר וצנחנים תגידו מי יכול ללכת משוגעים
מבינים את המטרה לשמוע על המשפחה להביא שלום עלינו אנחנו עם של גיבורים וגיבורות ואלוהים אחד שומע תפילות אנחנו עם של לוחמים ואריות ואין כמו ישראל מכל המדינות אנחנו עם של גיבורים וגיבורות ואלוהים אחד שומע תפילות אנחנו עם של
ביטחון
מבינים את המטרה לשמור על המשפחה להביא שלום עלינו אנחנו עם של גיבורים וגיבורות ואלוהים אחד שומע תפילות אנחנו עם של לוחמים ואריות ואין כמו ישראל מכל המדינות אנחנו עם של גיבורים
Yeah.
This is how South Florida's Jewish community starts its week. Shalom, South Florida, with Roni.
Peace is the word, Gershon Veroban, Shalom, South Florida. Shalom is the way we are feeling. We open with a nation of lions and heroes, my dear Getz and the Army Bands on Shalom, South Florida this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for remembering to change your clocks and for tuning in at what used to be 8:30 in the morning and is now 9:30 in the morning. So thank you for listening to Shalom, South Florida. Coming up, we're going to speak to Peter Kurz about Israel baseball.
שאלתי, שאלתי מייעץ השם, מייעץ השם. אחה שאלתי, שאלתי מייעץ השם, מייעץ השם. אם תחנה עליי מחנה לא יירא,
today's Jewish music with a taste of the past. Shalom, South Florida.
The Barry Sisters on Shalom South Florida. My name is Roni. Thanks for tuning in to Shalom South Florida this morning. Remembering to change your clocks. We got great Jewish music coming up for you. We have music from Schlockrock, Aryeh Kunstler, Gazoz, and Journeys. We have some baseball songs. We're going to talk some Jewish baseball, Israel baseball coming up on our program a little bit later on. First, are you considering making Israel your home? Well, Nefesh B'Nefesh is available to help. Questions about how to build a plan for a successful Aliyah? Nefesh B'Nefesh can guide you on topics including employment, communities, and your Aliyah rights and benefits. Let Nefesh B'Nefesh help you make it home. Check them out at nbn.org.il. That's nbn.org.il.
The Jewish Press is the largest independent weekly Jewish newspaper in the United States. It's packed with in-depth articles, interesting podcasts, information about the Jewish world, political and religious commentary, news and views, and even cartoons. It's a publication that no Jewish home should be without. To subscribe to the print edition, to advertise, or to read the Jewish Press online, visit jewishpress.com. The Jewish Press. Start reading it today.
There was a time when the radio played songs that felt like they were written just for you. Mrs. Robinson, Homeward Bound, Cecilia, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Now those timeless melodies return to the stage. Backed by overwhelming demand, the Simon Garfunkel story comes to the Parker on March 29th, featuring a full live band, stunning visuals, and rare footage that brings the music and the memories vividly back to life. Take a walk down memory lane and rediscover the soundtrack of a generation. March 29th at the Parker. Tickets at parkerplayhouse.com.
Listen to Shalom South Florida on your smart device. Just say, play True Oldies FLA. And don't forget to say please.
בכיכר ביום שישי החבר'ה בפינה עומדים אני ויואל ומשה פלטיאל ורן מסתכלים על הבנות ומרחלים גמרנו את הלימודים יואל מסמן שכדאי להתקדם הכל כזה מין קצפת ודובדבנים ב-16 רומן ראשון מוביל לרומן שני גבי מתוקה כמרמלד ודין השערה בהיר יואל אז שואל אם אפשר לדבר איתן Yeah.
מסמן שכדאי להתקדם לעברם. יואל מסמן שכדאי להתקדם
9 o'clock at the Circle Square. That is Gazoz on Shalom, South Florida. And, of course, 9 o'clock would be 8 o'clock. Thanks for changing your clocks and remembering to tune into Shalom, South Florida. And when you change your clocks, it means that you've the fact that you're here means you remembered and that you chose to start the morning and the week with us. As a public service announcement, twice a year we change our clocks. We remind you here in Shalom, South Florida, to flip your mattresses. People like to do that a couple times a year, so this is a good time to do it. Also, check the batteries in your smoke detectors. I had to do that last week, so do that. Make sure your smoke detectors are up to date. And also check to make sure you have a valid passport, that it hasn't expired and has a shelf life of at least 6 months should you need it in time of emergency. You're listening to Shalom, South Florida. And Israel is playing baseball in the World Baseball Classic. It's kind of like the World Cup for soccer, but this is for baseball. 20 teams internationally who had to qualify to play in this competition. Israel is one that qualified, and they are playing this week in Miami at Lone Depot Park. One game last night. Unfortunately, they lost to Venezuela. But today is another game, and they stand a very good chance to win against Nicaragua. So come out to Lone Depot Park this evening at 7 o'clock. And wear your blue and white, bring Israeli flags, and come cheer on Team Israel and show your Jewish pride. Here's Schlockrock with Jewish Pride in honor of the event on Shalom, South Florida.
Hey, this is Aryeh Kunstler, and you are listening to Shalom South Florida. Thanks for listening.
Hashem Elokeichem, Haolech Imachem, Lihilachem Lachem, Imovechem, Lioshiyatchem, Vinomar Amen. Ki Hashem Elokeichem, Haolech Imachem, Lihilachem Lachem, Imovechem, Lioshiyatchem, Vinomar Amen. Hu yivarech echayaleh tzva hagana liyisrael haomdim al mishmar hatzeinu. Hu yivarech echayaleh tzva hagana liyisrael haomdim al mishmar hatzeinu. Hashem Elokechem, Haolech Imachem, Lihilachem Lachem, Imovechem, Lioshia Etchem, Vinomar Amen. Ki Hashem Elokechem, Haolech Imachem, Lihilachem Lachem, Imovechem, Lioshia Etchem, Vinomar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzil et chayaleinu Mikol tzara v'tzuka Mikol nega u'machala V'yishlach b'racha B'racha v'yatzlacha B'chol ma'aseh ideyem B'chol ma'aseh ideyem. Yashem Elokeichem, Maolech Imachem, Lihilachem Lachem, Imovechem, Lioshia, Lioshia Etchem. Yashem Elokeichem, Maolech Imachem, Lihilachem Lachem, Imovechem, Lioshia.
The very talented Aryeh Kunstler here on Shalom, South Florida, and a prayer for the well-being of the brave soldiers of the IDF. Before that, Schlockrock and Jewish Pride. We're going to talk to Peter Kurz momentarily about Israel baseball. Don't go away. You're going to stay with us, and that's going to be an interesting conversation coming up after that. Music from Raviv Kaner, Journeys, God Elbaz, and more here on Shalom, South Florida. You need to try the Kosher Smoke Shack in Boca Raton. Shabbat meals with authentic, tasty, kosher Texas barbecue smoked chicken, sliced brisket, and smoked turkey, all made fresh and packed with flavor. The Kosher Smoke Shack will prepare your Shabbos meals for you, deliciously crafted with all the fixings ready for pickup. Inspired by roadside smokehouses along the highways of Texas, they serve up slow-smoked favorites made with heart and perfectly seasoned wood smoke. The Kosher Smoke Shack in Boca has you covered when you need a mouth-watering full meal for Shabbat. Impress your guests and treat yourself. Order at KosherTexasBBQ.com. That's KosherTexasBBQ.com.
WQAM 104.3 HD3 Miramar, WFLM 104.7 HD3 Palm Beach Shores, and heard in Boca Raton on 95.3 FM, West Palm Beach on 95.9 FM, and in Martin County on 106.9 FM. We are South Florida's home for the true oldies channel.
With Pesach right around the corner, set a tradition at your table by serving delicious Meal Mart and Mon Cuisine products. They take all the pressure off of you in planning your Passover meals. Meal Mart offers Beis Yosef meat and deli, scrumptious entrees from brisket and stuffed cabbage to chicken and much more. And you can find all this at South Florida Kosher Meats in North Miami Beach on 163rd Street. Panic no more. Make Meal Mart a welcome guest at your Pesach table and at your table year-round. Meal Mart is available also Winn-Dixie, Publix, and selected kosher markets, including South Florida Kosher Meats and NMB. It's certified OU, it's Galat Kosher, and Meal Mart's been your personal chef for over 60 years.
Still stuck in spreadsheet traffic? Shift into high gear with Priority Cloud ERP. Born in Israel, built for U.S. business success. Recognized by TEC as the number one ERP for SMBs, Priority delivers full-scale functionality across industries with AI built right in. No clutter, no complexity, just smart, scalable ERP for growing businesses. Join thousands of forward-thinking companies who've made the switch to Priority Software. Visit priority-software.com today and leave spreadsheet gridlock behind.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Florida's weekly Jewish radio show and weekly podcast, Shalom South Florida. My name is Roni. Been on the radio with you for 39 and a half years, playing today's Jewish music with a taste of the past every single Sunday here on the True Oldies channel and letting you know what's going on in the Jewish community every single week and uniting us through music and song. So thanks for tuning into Shalom South Florida. Should you want to reach me throughout the show or throughout the week, feel free to email me, Roni, R-O-N-I, at shalomsouthflorida.com. That's Roni at shalomsouthflorida.com. We have some baseball songs coming up on the program, and we're talking Israel baseball right now because this is the week of the World Baseball Classic. Similar to the World Cup in soccer, this is the World Baseball Classic, bringing together 20 teams from around the world who had to qualify to be in this competition. And Israel is playing right here in Miami, Team Israel. And with me on the line is Peter Kurz. We've interviewed him before several years ago on our program. And he's a man who's very wise about Israel baseball. Why? Because he started Israel baseball. Peter, good morning and welcome to Shalom South Florida.
Good morning, Roni. Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. It's good to hear your voice. Glad to have you back. Unfortunately, you couldn't make it to Florida to see World Baseball Classic in action, right? Tell us a little bit about what's going on in Israel.
Well, last Shabbat, I was 10 minutes away from getting in a taxi to the airport to come to Miami when the first siren went off. Unfortunately, it went off, and I couldn't make my taxi ride, and they closed the airport 10 minutes later. They closed all the airspace in Israel. And I've been stuck here ever since, suffering together with all my Israeli compatriots.
Yeah, this must be very difficult to you to watch Israel play baseball from afar for the first time. You've been along with Israel from day one through its incredible journey through the Olympics, through Korea and Japan and Bulgaria and Lithuania and Germany. You've been Miami. You've been everywhere. Tell us a little bit about it. And I want to remind our listeners or tell our listeners that the reason we have you on this week is you have a brand new book. So we're going to talk about the journey. Tell us a little bit about your journey, then we'll talk about your book.
Thank you. Thank you, Roni. I actually started with Israel baseball. I wasn't the first one to start Israel baseball because Israel baseball started in the mid-80s. I joined in the late 90s. When my son was about 10 years old, I've been living in Israel for about 35 years, originally from New York. The way I tell the story is that in 1967, 2 weeks after the Six-Day War, I came to Israel with my parents. We had a lot of family here in Israel. I was in Israel for 2 months, and it was just total euphoria after the 67 war. And I got home. I had just all pictures of Moshe Dayan and the Israeli Tzahal on my wall. And 2 years later, in 1969, the Miracle Mets won the World Series. So those two events, coming to Israel after the 67 war and getting involved with baseball, are where I am today. As I mentioned, I started with Israel baseball about 30 years ago. I was the president. I was the secretary general. I was the general manager of the Olympic teams. I think it was my vision in 2017 to go towards the Olympics and to be part of the Olympic movement and to try to go through that wonderful summer of 2019 when we qualified for the Olympics and we were able to get to Tokyo in 2021 and to be in the WBC a few times as well and to where we are today with over 1,000 kids playing baseball today in Israel, enjoying everything and the program developing very, very nicely.
An incredible story, and my listeners know that I am deeply entrenched in baseball, love baseball, and you're a pioneer for baseball in Israel. There are a lot of startups in Israel. Yours is my favorite, and it takes a lot of courage and guts and patience to get through it. Can you tell us some of the hurdles you had to get through?
It also takes vision, and I think I had the vision at the time to really see what could be and what there was to do there. One of the people who was actually involved together with me is your son, who has been in every single game overseas of Team Israel, except for the Olympics where nobody was there. But every other game he's been with us, and he's been there as a fan along the way. There were many hurdles because here in Israel, even today, baseball is not really accepted as a major sport. It's sport maybe number 8 or 9 among participation sports. Obviously, soccer and basketball are the main sports. They're 90% of the program. But we've made our way. We've become established here in Israel. We've made some waves here in Israel. There have been a lot of difficulties along the way. The WBC has been an amazing opportunity for us. Obviously, with the heritage rule in the WBC, where you're allowed to have Jewish American ball players play for your team, has been really, really perfect for us. I mean, people like Harrison Bader and Horwitz and Mervis playing for us has been an incredible opportunity for us. But when the Olympics came, a lot of the guys made Aliyah, became Israeli, took on Israeli citizenship. And right now today, we're also looking at other guys to take on Israeli citizenship in order to make a further run to the Olympics in 2028 in LA.
Very exciting. And you capture all this and more in a brand new book. It's called Where Traditions Meet, and I encourage our listeners to pick up a copy on Amazon or anywhere else books are sold. Peter Kurz, K-U-R-Z. Tell us a little bit about the book and what our listeners can expect from reading the book.
The book tells about 35 years of baseball in Israel. It tells about my own childhood and upbringing in New York and the United States, coming to Israel, making Aliyah. And it's called Where Traditions Meet because there are two traditions that meet together in this book. One is the incredible tradition of Judaism and the Jewish people, over 2,000 years of tradition. And the other is an incredible tradition of baseball, over 200 years of baseball. But coming together in one book, in my story of my life, of my story about baseball, I have 9 innings, which are 9 chapters, which really give the whole story of baseball in Israel from the days of the IBL, which was the Professional Baseball League in 2007, all through the WBCs, through the Olympics, to the European Championships, to where we are today. It's called Where Traditions Meet. It's available at Amazon, but there's also wheretraditionsmeet.com, which is a website where you can also get the book.
All right. So again, the book is called Where Traditions Meet by Peter Kurz, K-U-R-Z, and it's a book which I guess will appeal to people who love baseball, but also people who love Israel and who want to read a story about resolve and tenacity and vision. And just somebody who's going against the odds to get Israel baseball to where it is today. Peter Kurz, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so sorry that we won't see you here in South Florida during the World Baseball Classic. It's really just not the same without you here. I could tell you from following Israel baseball all these years and having been to the many, many games, it really won't be the same without you here with us.
Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you very much, and I hope all the listeners go out to watch the games in the next few days.
Yes, we've been encouraging our listeners to do that. Tonight is the game against Nicaragua at 7 o'clock at Lone Depot Park. But I just one more plug for the book, Where Traditions Meet by Peter Kurz, K-U-R-Z. Go to Amazon or to wheretraditionsmeet.com. Peter Kurz, the founder of Modern Israel Baseball, thank you so much for joining us today on Shalom South Florida.
Thank you, Ronnie. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right, be safe. Bye.
לואים בעיניים רק עובדים לאש מה כבר רצינו לבקש לקבל ולתת מה שיש להחזיק בידיים כל יום שעובר תמיד הוא ככה ממהר אני איש מאחר רק בלילות עולים קולות שאלות עבודות מחפשות תשובה מה שעוד לא בא רסיסים למה זיכרונות נמסים כמה שאני לא כיסיתי זה נכנס לי בתריסים אין אני לשים את הראש גם אם לא שברתי שילמתי לך תמצא על מי לכעוס אוויר בשמיים איך אפשר לנשום הכל תקוע במקום אבל עוד לא הפסקתי לחלום אז קפצתי למים כי צריך לשחות במים לא רואים מעות במים ישקעו חולות שזוכרים רק בלילות עולים קולות שאלות מחפשות תשובה בקרוב זה בא רסיסים למה זיכרונות נמסים כמה שאני לא כיסיתי זה נכנס לי בתריסים אין אני לשים את הראש גם אם לא שברתי שילמתי
Raviv